We're at the Matco Tool Fair in San Diego, California, and I am speaking with Sean Hardy, the Senior Product Marketing Manager for Tool Storage. We're standing outside of the main trade show area where there is a series of prototype toolboxes and related storage products set up, and distributors are in here looking at these prototype products and filling out their opinions on computer laptops. Sean, what exactly is going on here?
Well, all of our product development starts with our customers, and you know, we look to our distributor partners as well as technicians for feedback. And so we like to, you know, show them what we're working on. So we have this area here that's just focused on prototypes that we've got kind of in the wings, and then the rest of the area is just shows the product offering, and it shows a wide selection of colors and different configurations so that the dealers can take a look at all we have to offer, and maybe it's something that they haven't had a chance to bring onto their store, show them some different things, get them excited about selling tool storage.
Okay, can you give us a brief overview on what's on the floor here?
Sure, we've got our three main product lines, our 4S, 5S, and 6S, and then we have our service carts, and then the prototype area. So it's really the full line, and we try to show at least every color and every trim and every combination that we offer.
Okay, and where did you get the ideas for these products?
It's actually from the field. We do a lot of surveys and a lot of travel out into the field and talking to technicians and asking them, you know, what don't they like about their toolbox, or what do they wish their toolbox did? And we gather all those information and you know, as well as gather it from our dealers and distributor partners, and compile all that and think about how can we solve problems and make technicians' life easier.
Okay, and there are tables here with computers where the distributors are taking surveys. What are they being asked on these surveys?
They're being asked a series of questions about what they're seeing out in there, and they're closest to the customer, the end user. And so there's quite a bit of information in there about, you know, stuff that we've done, current practices that we have, what kind of, from in their route, what priority would they place on new product development, and then some specific questions about the different prototypes we have here.
Okay. And I noticed that there's some emphasis here on power tools, storage of power tools. Why is that an area of concern?
We continue to see the power and torque capability of the cordless tools continue to increase, and we've really bridged the gap between the air tools and the power tools. And so we want to make sure that we are, you know, offering products from a storage perspective that allow end users to keep organized. And so we're looking at integrating power into some of our storage systems to make sure that all their tools are charged, as we see kind of some of the market shift away from the air tools into the power tools segment.
Okay, Sean, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank